classified briefing on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. U.S. senators behind closed doors with several top officials for a briefing on Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Austin and General Mark Milley are joined by the Director of National Intelligence, Secretaries of State and Commerce, to explain why support for Ukraine must continue, how the weapons the U.S. has provided so far are being used, and how to make this support sustainable without decimating U.S. munition stockpiles.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
High-end precision weapons like the HIMARS multiple rocket launch system have been a game changer, forcing Russia to retreat from some areas. The Pentagon secretly altered the HIMARS rocket systems it's been sending to Ukraine, shortening the missiles long-range capabilities so they cannot hit deep inside Russia. A defense official confirmed that to Fox News.
The Pentagon says it takes U.S. readiness into account when drawing down the stockpile to help Ukraine. The White House just reaffirming the president's support for the military's COVID vaccine mandate and criticizing Republicans opposed to it after Democrats agreed to strip it out of an annual defense policy bill.
Republicans in Congress have decided that they rather fight against the health and well-being of our troops than protecting them. And we believe that it is a mistake.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre is not saying whether the president would sign it. The negotiated bill still needs votes in the House and Senate. The White House also sounding an optimistic note about how much can get done in divided government when Republicans take control of the House in January. But the current Congress still has to iron out a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown next week. The White House budget chief is part of those talks. A judge in Michigan just ordering five more men to stand trial over a plot to kidnap the governor following the conviction of other suspects. 14 people in all have faced charges in state or federal court. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The lights should be back on soon in North Carolina after the substation attack that remains under investigation.
Duke Energy officials say they've finished repairing the substations that were shot at and badly damaged, leaving thousands of people in Moore County without power since Saturday. Duke said they got some customers back online Tuesday, but still 20,000 customers were waiting. They should have power by tonight at midnight. Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks was asked at a press conference Tuesday if the person or people who shot at the substations knew where to damage them to knock out the power. He said that was still being investigated, but
they hit the locations that created the outage. So, you know, take that for what it's worth there.
School officials said schools would remain closed Thursday, but their goal is to have kids back in class by Friday.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. COVID rules are rolled back in China as of today, a big change to a strategy that confined millions of people to their homes, sparking protests, though Beijing has not announced an actual end to its zero COVID strategy. A new study suggests eating certain foods may lead to a drop in brain power.
Before you reach for that bag of chips, something to think about. According to a study published in JAMA Neurology, eating ultra-processed foods such as hot dogs or french fries for more than 20% of daily calories could lead to cognitive decline, especially with memory, planning, and focus. A University of Sao Paulo study followed some 10,000 Brazilians for up to a decade and found those with the highest intake of the foods had a 28% faster rate of cognitive decline compared to those with the least. Ultra-processed foods have gone through significant industrial processes and contain lots of, for instance, fats, sugars, salt, artificial flavors, or stabilizers. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are lower, but not by much. The Dow's down about 2 points. The Nasdaq down 50 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.